It's a beautiful night here in Clearwater, and the Threshers looking to get back on the right track as they look for a victory against the St. Lucie Mets in the final homestand of 2024. Josh Sperber here in the broadcast booth for the Clearwater Threshers on the Threshers Broadcast Network. And let's get started by taking a look at the lineups for the visiting St. Lucie Mets. Eliminated from playoff contention, the Mets will finish with the worst record in the Florida State League. For St. Lucie, Marco Vargas leads things off. He will bat first and play second. Hayden Sanger, a minor league rehabber, doing the catching tonight and batting second. Carson Benge hits third with the DH Corey Collins batting cleanup for St. Lucie. Colin Houkel hit fifth. Trey Snyder moving to third today, hits sixth. A.J. Ewing will bat seventh. Yohairo Cuevas in the eighth spot. And Jacoby Long batting ninth for the St. Lucie Mets. Now the defense for the Clearwater Threshers, first half champions of the Florida State League West Division. At first base is Cody Shoji Naga. Devin Saltabon's at second. Juan Villavicencio makes his Threshers debut after a solid year in the complex. He's playing short. And Brady Day is next to him at third base. Avery Wusuwasidu's in left. Dante Norrie in center. Joel Dragoo in right. And Caden Hediger doing the catching for tonight's starting pitcher, Donjoni Pulido. 21-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, who was called up from the Complex League on July the 4th and is in his third season with the Phillies organization. Seven starts, nine total appearances for Clearwater, and a 3.45 ERA. First pitch hit in the air out to left field off the bat of Marco Vargas. Wusuwasidu comes in to make the catch on a walk. One pitch, one out on the flyout to left field. Pulido starting off his eighth start and 10th game for the Threshers in his 29th inning for Clearwater this season. That first out gave him his 180th career minor league inning, in which he is 9-8 overall with a 3.46 ERA. First pitch taken for a ball inside on the fastball from Hayden Sanger, starting off the count 1-0. Gustavo Garza is the home plate ump. Caden Gustafson on the base paths for tonight's umpiring crew. 1-0 pitch looped into shallow right field. Saltabon goes out there, but he gives it up to Joel Dragoo, who makes the call and the catch. Three pitches, two outs in the top of the first inning as the AAA catcher rehabbing Hayden Sanger gets the fly out to right for out number two. That'll bring up Carson Benge, first overall pick by the Mets in this past year's draft, so their first round pick. And Benge, an outfielder by trade, two homers, seven RBIs in his rookie season. Fastball to the outside corner, it's an 0-1 count. Two types of fastballs for Donjoni, four-seamer and a two-seamer. The four-seam fastball can get up to 96. That was the two-seam that looked like a sinker that hit the outside corner. There was the four-seam, beaten foul by Benge, and it's 0-2. The off-speed pitch is for Pulido, a slider and a changeup. It's his first outing against the St. Lucie Mets as the Threshers went up to St. Lucie back in May for a six-game road trip where the Threshers won the last five games of the series. And last three pitches of the first inning are all over for strikes as Donjoni Pulido gets a three-pitch K and gets Ben swinging to end a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, no survivors of that Donjoni Pulido fastball. Up in the zone, Bench couldn't touch it. Now we'll see what the Threshers can get in the bottom of the first when we come back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning after a really solid outing from Pulido. needed just six pitches to dispatch the Mets in the first. Now it's the Threshers' turn to come up to the plate in the home half of the inning. Dante Norrie is the leadoff man for the Clearwater Threshers. Philly's first-round draft pick gets his first crack at the leadoff spot. Devin Saltabon back in the two spot for Clearwater with Eduardo Tait remaining in the three hole as the designated hitter. Joel Dragoo hitting cleanup with nine RBIs, most so far by any Phillies drafted in 2024. After Dragoo is Caden Hettiger. Cody Shojinaga will hit sixth after Caden. Brady Day seventh. Juan Villavicencio eighth. And Avery Wusu-Asidu will bat ninth. Defense for the Mets. Johairo Cuevas at first base. Marco Vargas at second. Colin Houck at short. And Trey Snyder over at third. A.J. Ewing's in left. Carson Benj in center. Jacoby Long in right. And the rehabber Hayden Sanger doing the catching for Joel Diaz. Getting the start for St. Lucie today. 2-6 record, 4.95 ERA with the Mets. Nine RBIs for Dante Norrie, same amount as Dragoo. And they are co-leading the 2024 draft class for Clearwater. Norrie takes a fastball for a ball. 0-1-0, foul tipped into the mitt of Sanger, and the count evens at 1-1. And Norrie has really quietly become a big-time run producer, which is difficult, especially considering that he, aside from the fact is that he's 19 years old, he usually hits first or second in the Threshers order. Curveball makes it a 1-2 count on Norrie, 27th overall pick in this most past year's draft. 2-2 the count as he takes the fastball upstairs. Five-game on-base streak for Dante. He's 7 for his last 18 with 5 ribbies in the last 5 games, and he takes a slider for a called strike 3. Diaz gets his first K of the evening, sending Norrie to the Threshers' dugout with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Now Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate for the Threshers, and he has been nothing short of outstanding for Clearwater this season. 16 homers leads the team, as do his 52 RBIs. First pitch to Saltabon's a slider that misses outside and low. It's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' second baseman, and it is not common that you see this kind of run production coming from a second baseman. And the 1-0 is taken for a strike. Fastball evens it up at one ball and one strike to Saltabon. Initially an outfielder before the Phillies made him an infielder. He hammers this one deep out to left field, and that ball is gone. I can't talk too much during an Devin Saltabon at bat, because usually by the time I finish a sentence, he's already hit one out of the park. That ball got out of here in a hurry, and Devin Saltabon with his 17th jack of the season, moving him into third in the league and giving the Threshers a 1-0 lead. That ball was smoked by Saltabon, who gets his first home run in a couple of weeks. His last one came on August the 16th against the Tampa Tarpons. So the Threshers, the 1-0 lead on a Saltabon home run. And now another power threat, Eduardo Tait, fouls off the first pitch to start it off with an 0-1 count. Tait is having a scorching hot run for Clearwater. Over his last six games, he has recorded at least one hit and driven in at least one run in all six of them. Tait, 10 for his last 26 with 9 RBIs since August the 24th. 1-2 the count now as he swings and misses at the changeup. Tait, typically a catcher, but DHing for the Threshers tonight, getting a little bit of rest as he played the last two games for Clearwater behind the plate. So it's a one ball, two strike count to Tai. And the pitch, this one hit well out to center field. Back goes Benj onto the warning track, and he turns around and finds the baseball, makes the squeeze for out number two. A well hit ball by Tai, close to 400 feet in the air when it was caught by Benj in straightaway center field. So two gone, and Tait will have to wait to extend his hit streak after he went one for three with two RBIs yesterday. Joel Dragoo hasn't played since the Threshers' last doubleheader in the last game of August, and the first pitch he sees in September misses inside for ball one. Dragoo, a combined 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. And the Twin Bills sweep against Fort Myers. He takes a curveball low for ball 2. Dragoo has reached in each of his past 4 games, 3-for-9 with 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored, with 7 walks over his last 4 games as he takes a slider for a called strike 1. His last 2 seasons at Presbyterian, Dragoo played in all 112 games and made 110 starts, 3-1 as the slider misses upstairs. Dragoo had a career fielding percentage of .984 at Presbyterian, just 2 errors in his final 2 seasons. Fastball upstairs, but it's just low enough for a strike, and that fills up the count at 3-2 to Dragoo, Big South Player of the Year, and the first All-American at Presbyterian since 2011. Payoff pitch fouled back. Slider now a souvenir as it clangs off the top of the sweets behind home plate to keep the count full at 3-2. Two gone, a 1-run already across here in the first inning, courtesy of Devin Saltabon. Now the payoff again, fouled back once again. This one clears the sweets entirely, and the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Third straight pitch knocked foul by Dragoo. And those are some hard hit foul balls by the Threshers right fielder. We'll see what happens on this payoff. Fourth time on the 3-2. It's upstairs, and Dragoo takes it for an inning extending ball 4. First walk of the day allowed by either pitcher. Dragoo has 8 walks now on his 5-game on base streak. And now Caden Hediger will come up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Hediger 1-for-3 yesterday, but his one hit went for extra bases and came close to scoring a run, if not for a strong relay from right field by St. Lucie. First pitch to Caden's a fastball that touches the inside edge. It's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' backstop. He's had 2 of the longest on-base streaks for the Threshers, a 13-game streak that ended a couple days ago, and a 20-game on-base streak that finished off the first half of the season as he swings and misses the slider there, 0-2. May the 8th, his 20-game streak started, and 1 game after the first half ended, the streak ended at 20 for Caden Hediger. He had a double last night that came close to scoring Carter Matheson, who was hitting in front of him. But a good relay throw from right field got the out and stopped the run. Threshers ended up losing by 1 in a rain-shortened affair. 0-2 misses outside, and the changeup brings it to 1-2 for Caden Hediger. He's been getting plenty of run over at first base, but is a primary catcher, picked in the 11th round last year out of Sierra Canyon High School. 1-2 the count with Dragoo off to second. Pitch, though, in for strike 3. And a late strike 3 call nullifies what could have been a stolen base and some more as the ensuing throw went into center field. So Hediger down looking, but the Threshers get off to an early lead thanks to Devin Saltabon. His 17th homer of the season. Got out of here in a hurry. A line drive laser beam out to left, and as that ball landed in the berm, the Threshers have a 1-0 lead.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
One 0 the count in the top of the second inning. Corey Collins, the Mets DH, leading off the top of the second with the Threshers ahead 1-0. 2-0 now as the slider drops below the zone. Collins DHing tonight, 286 on the year with a homer and three RBIs. Getting the start yesterday, was hit by a pitch, walked, singled, and struck out, finishing 1-for-2. Fastball misses just below the zone. Now it's a 3-0 count to Collins, leading a do up of himself, Houck, and Snyder for the Mets. Pulido deals the 3-0. Fastball a little high, but center cut. Taken for a 3-1. Called strike on Collins. Pulido sets himself up in the first base side of the rubber. Now deals. Fastball dives below the zone, and that's ball four. He has walked his first batter. The Mets have a base runner for the first time as Collins reaches on a leadoff walk. Pulido, though, still pitching with the lead as Devin Saltabon hit a solo blast in the first inning, his 17th of the season. Now it's Collins on first with Colin Houck stepping up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. 5 homers, 49 RBIs on the season for last year's first-round pick and the final pick of the first round in 2023. 5 of the first 6 pitches have missed from Pulido, starting off Houck with a 1-0 count. 208 hitter on the year is he. 1-0 hit back up the middle and is picked on a hop at short. Flip to second for one and on to first in time for the double play. Juan Villavicencio with his first play in the field for the Threshers on the front end of a 6-4-3 double play. We'll take another look as this was not an easy hop to get for the newest member of the Threshers. Short hop deep in the infield, and Devin Saltabon has been excellent on those turns all season, getting the quick outs number 1 and 2 on a bang-bang play. Slider taken for a strike by Snyder, and it's an 0-1 count. Trey has played shortstop and has been penciled in at shortstop in all the lineups we have received so far during this series. Today, though, he gets the nod at third as he takes a slider for another called strike. It's an 0-2 count to Snyder, taking a quick timeout. Colin Houck is natural shortstop as well. So between he and Snyder, it seems like they'll be switching off at short and third for the remainder of the season. Nothing at 2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, and the cut fastball makes it a 1-2 count. So Pulido almost had the put away on 3 straight pitches. But instead, it's a 1-2 count. Top of the second rolls on with 2 outs, and now the 1-2. Fastball just missing upstairs, and it's 2-2. 94 on the gun from Donjoni. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Threshers. Curveball hit back up the middle. Glove by Pulido. Leaning over to make that play, and he makes the throw to first look easy. So Donjoni Pulido on a comebacker. I don't think you realize how close to him this actually was. But fielding the position well as he goes all the way across his body to make that one. And after a leadoff walk, it ends up 1-2-3 second as the Threshers head in to the bottom second, leading 1-0.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
For the second year in a row, the Clearwater Threshers are the Florida State League West first half champions. The division series opens on the road at the postseason home game here at BayCare Ballpark on Thursday, September 12th and Friday, September 13th, if necessary. I know it sounds spooky, but make sure to be here for one or both of the home playoff games. 5:30 gates, 6:30 first pitch. 0-1 Ashoji Naga, now the curveball missing upstairs to the Threshers' first baseman, evening the count at 1-1. It's a 1-0 lead for Clearwater after the Saltaban blast back in inning number one. 1-1 Ashoji Naga, hard ground ball back up the middle, but right into the arms of Marco Vargas. He flips to first, and that is out number one. So Ashoji Naga going the other way, but Vargas plugging up the hole at second for the first out. Now to bring up Brady Day, 10th round draft pick out of Kansas State, who was part of that opening contingent of Phillies draftees that joined the Threshers on the 1st of August. Day had a 7-game hit streak, an 11-game on base streak, but he's a 177 hitter in his first month as a pro with three RBIs and a steal. 0-1 is the count after the fastball. Now the 0-1, low, 1-1. Brady comes from a baseball family as well, as he swings and misses a fastball to make it 1-2. His dad and brother both played college baseball. His dad at West Palm Beach College and brother at Division III Tufts. His sister played college field hockey, and his cousin is in the Brewers system, 13th round pick of Milwaukee back in 2019, Jackson Gillis, former Vanderbilt baseball player. 1-2, fastball's upstairs. He did not go, according to Caden Gustafson. And it's a 2-2 count now to Brady Day. Take another look, as this was upstairs, so the Mets players certainly wanted them to say he went. But he did not. Day hits this one on the ground at third, picked up on a couple of hops by Snyder, whips it over to first base, gets Day by a step for out number two in inning number two. So a couple of balls hit on the ground so far in the second. Two gone, and now the debut at bat as a Thresher for Juan Villavicencio. He began last year with the Dominican Summer League Phillies Red and then finished up the season with the Phillies White Squad, as Villavicencio starts off his Florida State League career with an 0-1 count, missing at the fastball. This year, the Maracaibo, Venezuela native played in the Complex League for the first 47 games as he swings and misses at a slider to make it 0-2. 264 hitter, three triples, seven doubles, a homer, and 18 RBIs, and a 729 OPS in 47 FCL games. Now the 0-2, bouncing breaking ball, and it's a 1-2 count as the slider ends up in the dirt next to the Villavicencio. in his rookie ball career, well, Dominican Summer League career. We'll give you the stats after this pitch, and I guess at the next at bat as he swings and misses for strike number three. Third K of the day for Joel Diaz. And the Threshers down in order in the second inning after getting the first run of the game in the first. Still 1-0 Threshers as we head to the third inning. Threshers lead the Mets by one.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Baycare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Buy your tickets ahead of time at ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Playoff tickets are on sale at ThreshersBaseball.com. As of right now, it is the Lakeland Flying Tigers who will host the Threshers in what would be a rematch of last year's division series with the Threshers 1-3 games. But currently delayed in Lakeland as we do have a battle between the top two teams in the Florida State League West's second half as the Flying Tigers host the Mighty Muscles. Fastball starts off the third with a strike, and A.J. Ewing now has an 0-1 count. In the bottom of the second inning, it is delayed in Lakeland, but the Mighty Muscles have a 2-0 lead. 0-1, swing to miss, and now it's 0-2. Nasty slider fools the lefty Ewing into going. 1-0 lead for Clearwater. Their only hit is the Saltabon home run. 20 pitches so far for Pulido, 12 over for strikes. Solid start to the game in the top of the third inning. 0-2 now as Pulido rocks and deals. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-2. Pulido has made two relief appearances where his effectiveness was a little bit diminished, but that's really only because he's been so solid as a starter. 1-2 low, and it's 2-2. In seven starts for the Threshers, Pulido has gone 24 innings, allowed 8 earned runs, walked 20, and struck out 29. ERA of 3 in his 7 Florida State League starts. 2-2 now to Ewing. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Fastball at 95 from the 21-year-old Donjoni Pulido. And he leads off the third inning with a vicious strike 3. And we'll take another look as Yohairo Cuevas comes up to the plate as Pulido gets the whiff for strike 3. Hard pressed for a guy in this league to touch that fastball in that location. The next fastball missed low, and it's a 1-0 count to Yohairo Cuevas with one out in the top of the third. 1-0 slider cut on a miss. It's 1-1. Cuevas, primarily an outfielder, 20 years old. One homer, 44 RBIs in 2024 in his 110th game with St. Lucie. He takes the 1-1 out to left center field. Norrie's on his horse, and he makes the run all the way to the warning track, securing the fly ball for out number two. So another couple of quick outs for Pulido, who is dealing so far through 2-2/3. 1-0 lead for Clearwater with two outs in the top of the third, and Jacoby Long up to the plate for Ribbies and 2.20 batting average so far for Jacoby. Two gone in the third. The pitch, broken bat, and a hollow ground out. It's backhanded first by Shoji Naga. Pulido gets the throw from Cody, and he tags the bag just in time to get the final out of the third. Donjoni Pulido is not only pitching a great outing on the mound, he has set down the Mets in order in each of the first three innings. But Pulido's helping himself out in the field. Had a great play to end the second inning, and a fantastic cover of the bag. And you can see he got the foot down. Donjoni Pulido fielding the position and pitching well. 1-0 Threshers going into the bottom third.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Relive your favorite Thresher memories of 2024 tomorrow night as we take a look back at the summer with special graphics and music. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch on Saturday, September 6th, when the Threshers take on the St. Lucie Mets. Same two opponents here tonight at BayCare Ballpark, and Donjoni Pulido leading a pitcher's duel into the bottom of the third inning of a 1-0 Threshers lead. Avery Owusu is seated. Takes the first pitch for a ball, starting off the third with a 1-0 count. Owusu Isidu hit his eighth home run of the season last night. Gave the Threshers a brief lead in the second inning as he takes a slider for a called strike. It was his eighth homer and 24th RBI. Now here's consistency for you. Four homers and 12 RBIs at home for Owusu Isidu. Four homers and 12 RBIs on the road for Owusu Isidu. He also hit the ball 391 feet for that home run. The second furthest hit ball in single A, across single A last night. 2-2 now as he fouls off the fastball down the third baseline. Owusu Isidu leads up a third inning do-up of himself, Nori, and Saltaban, with Saltaban having a homer to his name already. Timeout concluded as Owusu Isidu steps back into the right-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, the count, as the pitch clock is turned back on. Working quickly is Diaz. Here's the kick of the pitch. 2-2, inside corner for a called strike three. And another tough call for the home plate ump, Gustavo Garza. And Owusu Isidu is rung up for Diaz's fourth punch out. So four Ks in the first trip around the Threshers order, but one run. And Dante Nori, one of those four Ks, leading off the bottom of the first. He's now up with one out in the third and takes a curveball upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. 239 hitter on the year, nine RBIs on the season for Nori. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Nori signed away from a Mississippi State commitment, one of the premier SEC schools in college baseball, as he takes a fastball inside to bring the count to 2-1. Two on the pitch, curveball upstairs, now it's 3-1. And kind of surprised that when Nori told me where the Phillies got him away from his commitment, that it was not Indiana, because his grandfather Fred recruited Kyle Schwarber to IU. And his father, Micah, played his college baseball at IU. Dante Nori takes a fastball inside. That's ball four. And the eighth walk he has drawn during his on-base streak of now six games, longest of his young career. So Nori on first. He has four steals and four tries. including two in two attempts last week in Fort Myers. Quick mound visit initiated by the rehabbing catcher Hayden Senger. First of the game for the Mets as Devin Saltabon climbs back into the right-handed batter's box. And Saltabon, one for one with the game's only hit to this point. A solo home run that gave the Clearwater Threshers the 1-0 lead that they currently enjoy. He's got Nori on first with great speed, and Saltabon takes a slide.
His cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Our next home game is tomorrow, September 6th, against the St. Lucie Mets. Clearwater Threshers in the midst of their last homestand. Tomorrow's gates will open at 5:30, first pitch at 6:30. Another new pitcher, Franklin Gomez, replacing Joe Yabor, who allowed two inherited runners on a third of an inning. Did get the out on a relay. And all the runs are charged to Hunter Hodges as Franklin Gomez starts off Villavicencio with a 2-0 count. Two strikeouts for Villavicencio in his first game as a Threshers, and he gets hit right in the numbers, in between the threes on the back of Villavicencio's jersey. He takes his first trip to the bases in an unfortunate way, taking a fastball to the back from Franklin Gomez. And he had nothing he could do about that one there. Turned around and just ate it. All you can do. So Villavicencio on first now for Clearwater. He had five steals and eight tries in 47 Florida Complex League games, and he's off for second. Pitch in for a strike. The throw leaks out of the glove of the second baseman. And on his first attempt in single A, Juan Villavicencio steals a base and gets to second. It's a 1-0 count now to Wusu Isiru as we take another look. And just a fantastic jump from Villavicencio. Solid throw, but even if Vargas held on to that ball, it wouldn't have mattered. Juan was safe at second base. 0-1 to Avery in the dirt. Now it's 1-1. He walked and scored a run in the fifth at Owusu Isidu. Struck out looking in the second inning. And fastball missing outside. 2-1. Three-one now as the cutter misses outside. Villavicencio's on second for the Threshers now, who lead it 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch from Gomez fouled away, and that will clear the sweeps, land on the roof as we fill up a 3-2 count to Avery Owusu-Isidu. Eight homers, 24 ribbies on the year for Avery as the Threshers have a man loosening in their bullpen. Payoff pitch called strike three, and that will send Owusu-Isidu back to the dugout. He's been down looking twice today. Franklin Gomez has his first punch out and the eighth by St. Lucie pitching. One gone for Dante Nori, who surprised everybody with a bunt single in the fifth inning. Now up with a man on second here in the sixth. First pitch, breaking ball, well stopped by Senger, and it's a 1-0 count to Dante Nori. He ended up scoring in that fifth inning. tying the game on the bases loaded walk to Cody Shojinaga. 1-0 the count now as Gomez looks over at second, rocks and deals. Outside on the fastball, and it's 2-0. The count. Villavicencio with a short leadoff of second, and the pitch. Fastball, tap foul by Nori, and the count is now 2-1. 12 pitches, 4 for strike so far from Gomez in his first outing of the week. Gomez has been both a starter and reliever for St. Lucie this season. 2-1 the pitch, breaking ball up and away. It's a 3-1 count to Dante Nori. Gomez in his third season with St. Lucie, finishing off last year with just one game as a Met before starting this entire season in St. Lucie. 3-9 record, 4.42 ERA in 79 and a third. 3-1 is popped up into shallow left field. The shortstop, Houck, edges the infield dirt as he makes the catch for out number 2. So pop out from Nori has him down for the second time. And that'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who is having a great day. 22 multi-hit games now for Saltabon. And 17 home runs as well. Third in the entire Florida State League. The only two players with more have 20 or more. Ariel Almonte with 20. Emmanuel Valdez with 21 for the Tortugas and Marauders as Salty takes a changeup for a call for a strike. Runner on second with two outs in the sixth as Saltabon swings and misses to make it 0-2. Homer in the first, double and a run in the third, walk and a run in the fifth. Saltabon has provided half of the Threshers' runs. He's got an 0-2 count on him now. We'll see what he can do with Villavicencio on the Keystone sack. 0-2 pitch is low, but a called strike 3 as Saltabon thought he had it, but that's the second strikeout of the frame for Franklin Gomez. So the leadoff man stranded on second for Clearwater. No runs, no hits, no errors, and it's still 6-4 heading into the seventh.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads and at Threshers on X and TikTok. Plenty of ways to follow your favorite baseball team on social media. Back for the first time since July, Saul Terran, a key reliever for the Threshers, back in the nick of time as he returns off the seven-day injured list just ahead of the playoffs. Starts off A.J. Ewing with two straight misses, coming in a 6-4 Threshers advantage in the top of the seventh. Bottom third of the Mets order greeting Terran with Ewing, Cuevas, and Long, the do-up. And that fastball narrowly missed outside, not sure where, but it's a 3-0 count to A.J. Ewing. Terran made his last appearance on July the 12th, allowed one run on two hits in two-thirds of an inning with a strikeout as he gets his first strike since July the 12th on a fastball over the plate. 3-1 the count to Terran, who is making his 21st relief appearance of the season. Just nine earned runs allowed in 22 and two-thirds innings with a 3.57 ERA. But that is the 18th time he's walked a batter this year. A.J. Ewing leads off the seventh with a free pass. The Threshers have now walked three. A hit and a walk allowed by Jose Pena in a shutout inning. He will not get a decision as Saul Terran tries to protect the win for Donjoni Pulido. 5 Ks, 4 unearned runs, 2 hits and a walk for Donjoni. Terran also from Caracas in Venezuela. A 5-pitch mix for the righty as Cuevas swings and misses on a high fastball, nothing in one. Two types of fastballs for Saul, 4-seamer and a 2-seamer, both averaging in the low 90s. With his 4-seamer getting up to 93 on that last pitch. Change-up, slider, and a cutter for Terran. Runner goes, pitch misses outside. No, it's called a strike as Hediger bobbles the transfer. So, A.J. Ewing has a stolen base to put a man in scoring position, but Johairo Cuevas has an 0-2 count on him. Cuevas, a lefty against a righty Terran, who actually only had 2 pitches in his arsenal before he was signed by the Phillies as an amateur free agent in 2022. He's learned some of his other pitches over the last year, including the slider, really coming along for him over the course of this season. 0-2 to Cuevas now. Here's Terran outside on the fastball, count now 1-2. Cuevas is 1-for-2 today, 2-run single in the fifth inning, and he scored on an error as well. Gives him 46 RBIs on the season. He's got a man on second with nobody out. 1-2 coming from Terran. The pitch, breaking ball, just missing upstairs, and there's that slider. But it evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 15 relief appearances in the complex last year before he played the final 5 with Clearwater. Ended up getting a win in the division series against Lakeland in the only game he played in the playoffs. 2-2, hit the other way, and it's backhanded by Shoji Naga. Terran covers easily, steps on first for the first out of the seventh inning. 3-1 goes Cuevas, but it's a productive out as A.J. Ewing moves to third base, 90 feet away from making this a one-run game. Pitchers have done a really good job covering the bags on grounders over to first base. And now Jacoby Long will try and bring a run in. Threshers staying back with a man on third, one out in the seventh. 6-4 lead for Clearwater, and one gone for Jacoby Long with a man on third base as he stands still, avoiding the slider that misses low and away to make it a 1-0 count. 2 ground outs for Jacoby, one to Shoji Naga at first, the other to Saltabon at second, and that was the first time that he did not swing at the first pitch in his at-bat. Second pitch to Long. Here comes from Terran. He swings that time, whiffs on a slider, and it's 1-1. An ugly swing from Long out in front and nowhere near making contact. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count. And another swing and a miss. That slider's looking good from Terran, and he has 2 bad misses on swings from Jacoby Long. Now it's a 1-2 count. Leadoff man walked. That's A.J. Ewing on third base with one out in the top of the seventh. The 1-2. Hit the other way into right field. That's a base hit, and it's a one-run ball game. Dre Goo almost came home with it, but instead held it to keep Long on first base. It's an RBI single for Jacoby, and the Threshers' lead is now down to 6-5. And you got to give some breathing room for Teron as they're going to try and work him back in what could be his last outing before the postseason. But Teron has not pitched in slightly less than 1 month. One gone in the top of the second. Tying run on first is Marco Vargas. Takes a fastball for a called strike on the outside edge. He's had three different types of outs so far today. Fly out in the first, struck out looking in the fourth, and grounded out in the fifth. Now he's got an 0-1 count as the pickoff attempt is not in time against Jacoby Long over on first base. Long was the 17th rounder out of Miami for the Mets. He has not tried to steal a base, or has not done so successfully. He was caught once in his now 15 games as a St. Lucie Met. Fastball in for a strike on Vargas. It's 0-2 as that one touches the outside corner. 6-5 lead now for the Threshers. Six hits for Clearwater with three errors. Five runs on four hits for the Mets. And that RBI single, first earned run, charged to a Threshers pitcher in today's contest. Nothing in two the count. As time is called. 0-2 the count, one out, one on. Teron sets up for the belt and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. All three strikes were sliders on Vargas as he goes down on three straight pitches as Teron gets his first strikeout since July the 12th. 33 Ks on the season now for Saul. And Hayden Sanger is not going to return to action today. And it is Vincent Perozzo at the dish for the St. Lucie Mets. A straight swap behind the plate. First pitch in for the strike on Perozzo is Hanger as Hayden Sanger finishes his day. 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a single. Runner goes. This one hit on the ground towards second base. Saltabon scoops it up on a pair of hops, flips it to first, and that will do it for the seventh inning. The Mets get a run, but that is it. One run comes across, one man left aboard, one hit and one walk, leaving one man stranded. Threshers 6, Mets 5. We'll stretch it out as the Threshers look to stretch out their lead when we come back in the bottom seventh.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Relive your favorite Threshers memories tomorrow night here at BayCare Ballpark as we take a look back at the summer that was with special graphics and music. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch when the Threshers take on the St. Lucie Mets. Same matchup as today is Franklin Gomez. Pumps in a strike to Eduardo Tait. Lefty-lefty matchup to start off the seventh with an 0-1 count. 6-5 lead for Clearwater as Tait takes a sinker that bounces off the top of the glove of Vincent Perozzo, who stays in as the Mets catcher, confirming the straight swap, replacing the rehabbing Hayden Senger. It's a 1-1 count to Tait now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Heart of the Threshers' order coming up in the inning. Tait, Dregu, and Hediger leading off the seventh for the Threshers. Tait with an RBI single already. Seven straight games with an RBI and a hit. 1-1, hit in the air, out to right field. That's going to go down for extra bases. Tait rounding first, he'll sprint to second. Long scoops up the baseball, throws it offline at second base as Tait slides in for a leadoff double. Second hit of the day for Eduardo Tait. He now has 9 multi-hit games as a member of the Threshers. Almost half of his games with Clearwater, he has recorded 2 or more hits. Eduardo Tait is looking every bit the hype deserved from the Phillies' number 5 prospect. And he hit that one very well. Slider hung over the middle, rips it down the right field line. And the Threshers have a man in scoring position to lead off the bottom of the seventh. They lead 6-5, but some insurance could always help. Excuse me, 0-1 the count as Dregu misses a fastball for a strike. Fifth double as a Thresher for Tait. And now the 0-1, Dregu takes the changeup upstairs to make it 1-1. Quietly, he's had a good game. 2 walks, an RBI, and a run scored for Dregu. He's 1-for-1, singled in the third. He's now got Tait on second base and 10 RBIs in his pro career. 1-1, bouncing breaking ball, and the changeup makes it 2-1. Two-one pitch, cut out and miss, late swing on the fastball, and the count evens at 2-2. Tait's at second. He had 5 steals and 5 chances in the complex, but has yet to try a stolen base as a Thresher. He's unlikely to try and go for third, even with the righty at the dish. 2-2 the count in the bottom seventh. Here's the pitch. Foul tip drops out of the glove of Perozzo. So Dregu lives to fight another pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes, nobody out, and the leadoff man aboard on an Eduardo Tait two-bagger. Two balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning as Perozzo catches a fastball in the dirt. 3-2 now to Dregu. Franklin Gomez, the first reliever to span multiple innings so far for the Mets today. 3-2 count on Dregu. He swings and misses at a changeup, and that's strike 3. Gomez, with his 3rd punch out of the ball game, gets out number 1 with the K. Now Caden Hediger comes up to the plate, hitting lefty for the first time against, or sorry, hitting righty for the first time against the lefty Franklin Gomez. Hediger's 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and an infield fly for the Thresher switch-hitting catcher. Bottom of the seventh inning as he takes a curveball low. 1-0 the count as that one almost hit the top of Hediger's foot. Caden, 2-0-1 hitter on the year, 5 homers, 30 RBIs. Threshers lead at 6-5, bottom of the seventh, 1 out. And Tait leading off of second base, the 1-0. Fastball missing inside, and it's a 2-0 count. Hediger had an OPS over 1,000 in 112 plate appearances in his final season. It's sent at Sierra Canyon High School out in California. As he takes pitch number 3 of the at-bat for ball number 3, 3-0 the count. 350 hitter in his final high school season. 13 extra base hits, six of them were home runs in his senior spring. Now he's got a 3-0 count with Taid on second. 3-0 the pitch, and Hediger goes after it. Hits a high fly ball out to right center field. Long comes in, he makes the grab. Taid bluffs the tag, and he'll head back to second after the second out is recorded. Good idea to go after the 3-0 pitch, but Hediger couldn't get enough of it. And now Cody Shojinaga steps up to the plate for the Threshers. Two-way for Cody, and his RBI walk earned him a six-game on-base streak as he reached with his seventh walk over his last six games. He is 4-for-16 over that span with four RBIs and two runs scored. He's got Taid on second with two down as the first pitch just catches the inside corner on the changeup. Starting the count off 0-1. Shoji's 0-for-2 besides the walk in the fifth inning. That actually tied up the game. Flied out in the fourth, grounded out in the second. Now he's got an 0-1 count on him and the pitch. Fastball low and in, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. Two gone in the bottom seventh. Franklin Gomez sets up, scans the bases, and deals. Shojinaga gets a hard ground ball to short. It's picked up on a couple hops by Houck. Sends it to first in time, and that will do it for the seventh inning. Threshers get a leadoff double from Eduardo Taid, but the next three are retired in order. 6-5 the score. Threshers lead it heading into the eighth.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Bay Care Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The best happy hours in Clearwater are Wednesday happy hours at Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion. Enjoy drink specials, music, food, and cornhole, all overlooking the best ballpark on the planet, Bay Care Ballpark. Admission is free and only available for patrons 21 and over. Gates open at 5 p.m., last call at 9. One of my favorite parts about the offseason, coming in to Threshers happy hours on Wednesdays. Coming into the game now, the reason that Hades imprisoned the Titans, Titan Hayes. 11th rounder out of Austin, PA. He has only allowed one earned run so far, but that unfortunately came on a walk-off homer by Brandon Winokur in the only loss the Threshers had in Fort Myers. Carson Bench takes a sinking fastball for a strike, 1-0. Now, according to Hayes, he only throws a fastball and a slider. His bench hits a bouncer over to Saltibon, picks it up in a pair of hops. Quick flip to first as Shojinaga leans and makes the catch for out number one. So Bench with a sharp ground out. Now Corey Collins coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. So according to Titan Hayes, he has two pitches, a fastball and a slider. But if you notice, and I'm sure you'll get more chances to see during this at bat. The fastball does have some sinking action coming out of the hands of Titan Hayes. We'll see if he gets one to Collins. He does. And that actually was a slider, but it's still a called strike, 0-1. Collins, two walks, sandwiching a single and a run. He is 1-for-1 on the deck. And Hayes, I asked him if he does, in fact, throw a sinker. He said he did not, just a four-seamer and a slider. And Hayes deals, fastball, fouled back, and sprinting after it is Hediger. It's going to land between him and Day to make it 0-2. And I was kind of confused and also trying to be proud of myself for my ability to identify the pitches of Titan Hayes. So I asked him, you really don't throw a sinker? It really looks like it. He said, nope, my fastball just kind of does what it wants to. And it has certainly done that so far in his pro career. One earned run over five innings in his fifth appearance for the Threshers. There's the slider again, but it bounces out of the glove of Hediger outside. 1-2, the count. So Hayes with the first loss attributed to him in his last outing against Fort Myers, back pitching for the first time since that fateful 10th inning against the Mighty Muscles. One ball, two strikes, one out in the top of the eighth. Hayes deals upstairs on the slider, and again, it's a 2-2 count. And Hayes was supposed to go two innings in each of his last two outings. Went two shutout innings the last time he pitched at home on August 23rd. 2-2. Upstairs on the fastball, just missing. And it's 3-2. 99 on the gun from Titan Hayes, who went through three different colleges before the Phillies picked him in the 11th round. Cisco College in 2022. San Jacinto College North before Austin Peay. And the fastball misses to Collins. That's ball four. And only the second walk for Titan in 5 1/3 innings in his fifth appearance as a pro. So now the tying run is aboard. And there is one out in the eighth inning. Threshers shifted for two with Saltabon pinched up the middle against the right-handed hitting Colin Houck. One gone in the top of the eighth. One run lead for Clearwater as Hayes sends in a fastball outside that makes it 1-0. And we've seen a couple fastballs from Hayes. You can kind of see where the whole my fastball does what it wants to comes from. Sometimes you see it rise a little bit as the pickoff move is unsuccessful over to first base. Other times it just has some carry going away from right-handed hitters. Sometimes it sinks a little bit like it did in that first pitch to Colin Houck. And that'll happen when you're throwing the ball as hard as Hayes does. 1-0. Fouled back as Houck tips the fastball foul to even the count at 1-1. Collin is 0-for-3, reached on an error and scored in the fifth, and he popped out in foul territory in his last at-bat after grounding into a double play in the second. 1-1 the count as Hayes deals. Zipped in, the fastball just missing outside. Not sure where it missed, but it's 2-1. Looked close on the outside edge, but it's a 2-1 count to Colin Houck. 2-1 pitch, fastball right down the pipe. Actually, it's a slider, and it's 2-2. Mid-80s slider for Hayes. That has to look difficult for a hitter coming on the heels of a much harder fastball. 2-2, the count. Threshers up by one. This one hit back up the middle right to Saltabon. He flips a short for one. Hard throw to first in time, and it's an inning-ending double play. Juan Villavicencio with a cannon of an arm on the double play flip from Saltabon, and Titan Hayes gets the Mets' former first-round pick to ground out into a double play for the second time. You don't expect a power pitcher like Hayes to induce a lot of ground balls, but 4-6-3, a bullet from Villavicencio. Head takes us into the bottom of the eighth as the Threshers look to stretch out a 6-5 lead.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the cool. Here we go.
The Clearwater Threshers are Florida State League West Division first half champions for the second year in a row. Division series opens on the road on September 10th with a postseason home game at BayCare Ballpark on Thursday, September 12th. If there is a game three, it will be here on Friday, September 13th. For both potential playoff games, 5:30 gates open and 6:30 first pitch. Another drag bunt down the third baseline. This time the third baseman is ready for St. Lucie, and Brady Day can't beat it out. Trey Snyder, who will lead off the ninth inning for St. Lucie, takes a bunt away from Brady Day to start off the eighth inning on a ground out, 5-3. One down for Juan Villavicencio, who finished off the double play with a rifle throw in the last inning. He's 0-for-2 on the day, though, with a hit-by-pitch and a stolen base. Takes a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Light drizzle starting to fall here at BayCare Ballpark as I'm going to close my window to protect my laptop. Villavicencio hits a high fly ball out to center field. Drifting into left center is the baseball, as is Benj, but he drops it. Villavicencio kept on chugging and ends up on second base on what is sure to be the first error of the day by the St. Lucie Mets, and it is E8 on Carson Benj as Villavicencio ends up on second base. We'll take another look, but Carson Benj looked like he had that easily, but it just fell out of his glove. As the light rain continues to intensify here at BayCare Ballpark. 6-5 the score, and the Threshers, the men in scoring position, with one out on the first error of the game by the St. Lucie Mets. Avery Owusu-Asidu now up for Clearwater. He swings and misses at the first pitch for an 0-1 count. We have Vicencio on second base. He's already stolen second. But we'll see if he tries to go for third. Unlikely the Threshers get too aggressive this late in the game. Owusu-Asidu hits a ground ball to short. No play at third as Villavicencio makes it. So the shortstop goes to first for the out as Colin Houck gets Avery Owusu-Asidu for the second out of the eighth inning. Two down with light rain continuing to fall here in Clearwater. As we approach the ninth inning. Two down, man on third base, and Dante Norrie up for the Threshers, who lead it 6-5. Norrie is 1-for-3, walk and a run, as the rain continues to intensify. And with two outs in the eighth inning, we are in a rain delay. Good news for the Threshers, though. If this game cannot go on, it will be a win for the Clearwater Threshers as they hold a 6-5 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Dante Norrie set to bat when we return, if we return. Rain is intensifying here in Clearwater. Threshers lead at 6-5 in the eighth. We'll update you with any further details.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Baycare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers postgame fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Baycare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Baycare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baycare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top Notch Tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the minor league baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at BayCare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Thresher's post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the minor league baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Bay Care Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Bay Care Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back. with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by Bay Care. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Bay Care Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Hello, everyone. If you're at the ballpark, you heard the announcement over the PA, but tonight's game has been called final in eight innings as the Clearwater Threshers took down the St. Lucie Mets 6-5. The win goes to Donjoni Pulido. He improves to 2-1 on the year. And Titan Hayes earns his first career save with a scoreless top of the eighth inning. Threshers did put a runner on in the bottom of the eighth inning before the rain came, but the game is called after eight. Threshers still have not played a nine-inning game this week. They hope to do so tomorrow when they return here against the St. Lucie Mets for our season rewind night. So take a look back at the great season it has been here in Clearwater and get ready for the playoffs with a little trip down memory lane pregame, during the game, and postgame at the Tiki Bar. First pitch at 6:30, gates at 5:30 tomorrow. Will be one nine-inning game played. The pitching matchup is to be determined. For tonight, though, Threshers get the victory, and that is going to do it for tonight's broadcast. My name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in on behalf of myself and the fantastic production team here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, thanks for watching and have a great rest of your Thursday evening.